Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The Bird Show.
All right, so there are a bunch of high school teams that went winless, high school football teams that went winless last year. We've picked four to support and to get them off the winless list. It's Friday Night Lights. Let's check in.
We're winless. Didn't win a single game last year. Wanna give our fans a reason to cheer. The Bird Show is behind us this year. So we're in the past, winning's been our weakness. Game after game, we're getting nervous. Every time we step onto the field, don't wanna be winless.
All right, so the football team, high school football team that I chose, it's close to home because it's from my hometown of Lexington, Kentucky. It's my alma mater where I went to high school, Lafayette. Now, here's the thing. I had reported that they were going to be playing Danville, and they did, but it was a preseason scrimmage. Okay. It was not a regular season game.
Okay. Who won?
Lafayette did.
Doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Oh.
Because it was a preseason. So I found the article. Lafayette actually beat Western Hills and Danville in scrimmages. But again, preseason, not regular season.
Oh, that should count for y'all, man.
I know. I think so, too. And, like, their winless season last season, that's only happened twice since the football team began playing in 1946.
Wow.
Okay. So they're really bad.
Yeah. So, it's only happened twice. They've only had two winless seasons since they started playing in 1946.
Oh.
So, I feel like I got some hope this year.
For sure.
But that Danville win does not count. Their official first game is tonight against Oldham County. So, Oldham County was also winless last year.
Okay.
So I might get off this list.
You're saying there's a chance.
There is 100% a chance. So I'm going to do it like I did last time because I think it gave them the luck they needed against Danville. L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E Lafayette. All right, that's for my team. All right, now, so our first game is this weekend. Also, Mo, your team's first game is tonight.
Yes, the Cross Keys Indians out in Atlanta of Brookhaven / DeKalb County. They were winless the last two seasons.
Back to back.
Back to back. However, I do not think there will be a three-peat. Tonight, there's an away game against the Walker Wolverines. When I was younger, the Wolverines were normally a really good football team anytime they had that name.
Uh-huh.
But I'm hoping that's not still a thing. So okay. I am cheering for them, and I think we're going to get off this winless list the first game out the season.
All right.
That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah, that confident. You're manifesting that, baby.
Out the gate.
All right, Abby, your team also kicks off their season tonight.
Tonight, the Belmont Braves in Decatur, Indiana. Yeah, they have a pretty bad record. They didn't win any games last season. The only thing that keeps them on the scoreboard is they did win one game in 2021, but then the year before that, zero games. So I'm really feeling proud for them, excited for the Belmont Braves. They're going against one of the best teams in their county tonight. So best of luck.
And then Bert has the Holy Cross Crusaders in Dunmore, Pennsylvania. They don't play till next Saturday. That's weird that they play on a Saturday. Do they not have Friday Night Lights in PA?
Sometimes some games are on Saturdays.
Okay. Though,
that's nice.
So we're not even going to worry about him, and he's not here today, so it doesn't matter. All right, so best of luck to all of our winless teams tonight. There is a Reddit thread that asked older women, what is something young women are doing that puzzles you?
Mm.
Okay?
And so the Redditor Islamic Anime asked that question. Older women of Reddit, what is something young women are doing that puzzles you? And these are some of the things that people said. So we have an old woman on the show, me, and then we have many younger women. So I wanted to go through this list and feel you guys out and see what you have to think. So somebody said, crying on the internet. I'm talking full-on snot bubble crying. Maybe it's my childhood trauma talking, but I can't fathom having an awful thing happen to me and then taking out my phone to tell my followers about it. The way I think that older people can relate to this is if you've ever gone in the mirror to see yourself ugly cry, which I feel like is a universal experience, and if you've never done that, you are lying.
I've never done that. I promise you I have.
Have you ever cried?
Yes, and I don't like to see myself cry. Go in the dark. I don't even want to see myself do it.
I make them cry all the time. It's awesome.
Yeah. I wish you would stop doing that.
So it's kind of like that. It's kind of like looking in the mirror, but I think some people sometimes want to share it. It's a moment of vulnerability, and I think that's beautiful.
I actually like it, too. I feel like it... I think you have to know who you're following. I think some people do it for likes and traction, and I think other people want to show the unfiltered side of themselves, and that life isn't always easy. Sometimes life sucks, and it's okay to cry. I've 100% done that before. Mm-hmm. I had a really bad grief day, and I'm like, you know what? I looked at my Instagram, and it's so pretty and polished, and I'm like, no. I mean, you got to show the ugly parts.
I think we're coming from some generations, myself included, where emotions needed to be buttoned up and you didn't really talk about it, and we're breaking that mold now, and I love it.
How about this? The overdone lip filler injections. I can't wait for this trend to die.
Can I be honest? I'm kind of on board with it too. Yeah. I do think, and listen, I want to put the blanket statement that you do what makes you feel beautiful. It's a free country. All for that. I do think it is going a little too far with some of the lip filler injections that I've seen, to where it does look a little overdone. And honestly, it kind of looks painful. Like, when I see somebody with very, very large lips that are clearly lip filler, I'm like, girl, is that painful? Like, I just want to pop it like a balloon. I'm not on board with this trend, but I also don't have lip filler.
I am bewildered, another person said, by women who do not prioritize the ability to support themselves.
Guilty. Well, that was me, because I grew up super, like I thought I would, you know, just grow up and like have kids and not work. But I think that was like a product of my upbringing. But I think there is a sector of women who idolize this thing called like the Range Rover mommy life, where they, and I've heard a lot of my friends say this, so this is where I'm coming from, where, you know, they get their degree and they work, but they really just want to like marry someone and become like a Range Rover mom, where you go to like Pilates, which, it, to be fair, sounds like a beautiful life. I do think it sounds romanticized. They want to like drive a nice car and have the two kids and, you know, go get coffee at 3 p.m. after Pilates with the girls. And I think it's sort of like a very DeLulu goal to have. But if you can achieve it, power to you.
Somebody else said, wearing comfy shoes like sneakers to the club instead of heels. I'm certainly not mad at it. I'm just mad I never did that.
Oh, it's the best. I love wearing sneaks. Sneaks was like a cute little dress. Uh-huh. It's like the perfect outfit.
I didn't even realize that was a thing right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe not the club, but like bars. I've worn sneakers to bars. Normally like a flat form to the club.
It honestly feels like Gen Z and younger generations just look back and we're like, we're not doing any of that. And all of us are like, no, you need to wear heels. No, we're good. We're going to do our own thing. And I freaking love it.
And then this one, I feel contradicted the prioritize the ability to support themselves. But, you know, it's multiple people commenting. And the one thing she was bewildered by that younger women do, I'm actually amazed by young women's self-confidence these days. So many of the amazing young adults I met through my kids just scream confidence. I still feel insecure at 50. Maybe it's because they've always been online listening to everyone's opinions and they just had to learn not to care. They are straight up fierce.
I think it has a lot to do with the fact that we're growing up in an age where everybody has a platform, like everybody has social media. And so there has to be a level of self-confidence that you do have to have in yourself, because you got to put yourself out in the same game that everyone's in. So you have to find your voice very early on. And I think it's built up a lot of self-confidence in women where there wasn't before.
The Burt Show.